Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that there's some kind of mystery going on with some missing salmon. It's the time of year when they should be spawning, laying eggs, and fertilizing them, and none of that is happening. Biology Squad has been called in to save the day, but it does seem that there are some purple ninjas in the area. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but let's see what happens next. Unfortunately, Ava's walkie-talkie batteries had died, so she had to run back to the Critter Protector Lodge to pass on what she had learned. It must be something really important for her to be running this fast through the forest. Jaden! Mr. Jim! Where are you? Ava shouted. Oh, hey, Ava, we're inside. We're in the lodge here. Are you okay? Said Mr. Jim. Yeah, I'm fine, but wait. What are you all doing in here? Hey, Ava, we're taking a hot chocolate break, said Jaden. That river was freezing cold, and Mr. Luke makes some delicious hot chocolate. Grab a mug. Jaden, we don't have time for that. I think I found the problem, though, said Ava. You did? Said Mr. Luke. What is it? Well, down the river there's a bridge thing that looks pretty new, and it seems to be blocking some of the flow of the water. I'm not aware of any bridges down there. Yeah, well, whoever made it way too high because the other side... Or all the salmon, it looks like they're trying to jump over it, but it's way too high for them. Good find, Ava. Yes, if there's something blocking them from getting upriver, it could cause an entire generation of new baby salmon to die before they even hatch out of their eggs. Why can't the salmon just lay their eggs in that part of the river? Asked Jaden. You know, they might be doing that, said Mr. Luke. But if they are... The eggs will get swept to the ocean because the water current in the river down here is much too strong. All the eggs will get eaten by larger fish. Mr. Luke put his hands on his hips and said, Jaden, grab your scuba gear and some nets. We might be able to save the eggs before it's too late. Come on, everyone grab a four-wheeler and let's ride. Mr. Jim, Mr. Luke, Jaden, and Ava all jumped on four-wheelers with their gear and took off down the river. Meanwhile, the purple ninja that was driving the truck, looking for all the gear that had fallen out, well, he'd been driving several miles before finally coming to a stop.
Are you kidding me? This is so much stuff. It's gonna take me forever to load all this back into the truck. I'm gonna need some help.
Shh.
Hey, Steve. Are you there?
Shh. You're never gonna believe this, but I found that reindeer again. I'm following through the forest right now.
Shh. Steve, now is not the time to be chasing imaginative animals. Steve, the boss is expecting us to get this cave lab up and running by tomorrow. I need you to focus.
I'm sorry you broke up. All I heard was, you need to focus. Roger that. I read you loud and clear. Don't worry, I will focus on finding the reindeer. Over and out.
Shh. Steve? Steve? Hello? Why am I always stuck working these jobs with Steve? Whatever. I don't have time to complain. We're trying to take over the world. Boss is counting on me.
The purple ninja got back to work, picking up everything that had fallen out of the truck and putting it back in. This was going to take a very long time. As our four heroes were nearing the bridge, Ava called out,
Hey guys, the truck I saw driving across the bridge, I think was being driven by a purple ninja. I'm going to go check out what down this road is and report back.
Okay, Ava, be careful, shouted Mr. Jim.
I'm all ready to jump in the water. Got my suit on, but yeah, I can see all the salmon down there. They're everywhere. Yes, Jaden, be careful in this part of the river. Since the water is moving faster, you're going to need to hold on to this rope. Check to see if the salmon have started laying any eggs yet, because if that's what they're doing, all those eggs are going to get washed back out to the ocean.
Roger that, said Jaden as he dove into the water, holding the rope.
Hey, Mr. Jim, while I'm holding the rope for Jaden, can you check out the bridge and see if there's a way we can maybe take it down? I know for a fact that whoever made this did it illegally. We've got to find a way to let the salmon still be able to make it upstream.
I'm on it, Mr. Luke. I think I have an idea.
Meanwhile, Ava had driven her four-wheeler up the gravel road and found a cave that looked like people were starting to move in. Thankfully, no one was there, but she saw plenty of purple ninja evidence.
Shh! Hey guys, Ava here. I don't know what the purple ninjas are doing, but it's definitely them behind all this. Looks like they're trying to make a new lab. Is there any way we can shut this down?
Shh. Well, I think we might be able to. Come on back to the river, Ava. Check this out.
Shh.
Mr. Jim was using his four-wheeler to pull all the beams off the bridge and disassemble it. The bridge was almost history.
Jaden poked his head up out of the water and shouted,
I don't see any eggs yet, but I can tell that the salmon are almost going to start laying them. If they lay the eggs, all the babies are going to die. What are we going to do?
Mr. Luke shouted back down to Jaden.
I don't know, Jaden, if we had more time, maybe we could help them get upstream, but I think we might be too late.
Just then, as Mr. Jim pulled off the last beam of the bridge, they watched as salmon started jumping up and over the dam. All the salmon immediately realized that they could now make the jump over the dam that was blocking the river. They started zooming past Jaden, even swimming between his legs, which knocked him over. Splash!
Ah, pull me out! He shouted.
I got you, Jaden. Just hold on to the rope, shouted Mr. Luke.
Holy smokes, said Ava as she arrived back to the river. Look at them all go.
Ava made it back to where the bridge used to be, and all four of our friends watched as the salmon were now able to jump up and over to get to a safer place of the river just in time to lay all their eggs. And it was just then that the truck pulled up to the side of the river and realized that...
Where'd the bridge go?
It's a purple ninja! Get him! Shouted Jaden.
It all happened so fast. The purple ninja blasted off in his jetpack into the air, leaving his purple truck behind.
Oh, he got away, said Jaden.
Oh, that's okay. We got all of their gear. I think this is going to help us learn a lot about Dr. Stinky Breath's secrets.
Meanwhile, up in the air, the purple ninja radioed back to Dr. Stinky Breath for help.
Retreat! Retreat! We've been found! The spies are here! Open the blimp door!
Shh! What are you talking about? What happened?
I don't know, the bridge. They took the bridge off the river and now they have our truck and everything!
They got everything? Purple ninjas!
Wow, great job, Spyology Squad. Not only did we shut down their new stinky cave lab, but we also were able to save all those salmon and help them get up to the quieter part of the river so that they could lay their eggs. Wow! What an amazing mission. Great job.
Stick around to the end to hear Spyology Squad shoutouts. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Oliver, who turned 6 years old. Oliver loves dinosaurs, science, and treasures.
Wow, those are all things that are pretty a part of Spyology Squad. I'm so glad that you're on Spyology Squad. Oliver, I'm so glad that we got to celebrate
you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday!
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Barnes and Charlie from Atlanta, Ruby from Colorado, Carter and Howie from Washington, Caden from Nevada, Nikki from Ontario, Sonny from Minnesota, and Wilhelmina and Windsor from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. This is HQ, over and out.